In today's Mishnah, we learn the 9th and 10th Mishnah from the 6th Perakim Masech Davot. The Mishnah begins, Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. The Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma said as follows, Pam achat hayiti malach baderech. There was one time I was walking on my way. Upaga bi adam echad. And one man, interesting language of the Mishnah, we'll have to touch on that in a moment, confronted me. I ran into him. V'natan li shalom, he said, shalom, hechezarti lo shalom, and I returned by saying shalom in kind. So Amar li, he said to me, Rabbi, me'ezim makomata, where are you from? Amarshilo, I said to him, Me'ir gdola shel chachamim v'shel sofrim ani. I'm from a great city of both sages and scribes. Amarli said to me, Rabbi, Ratzon chashadori manu ben komenu. Do you want to come, move to our location, and live with us? V'ani atenlach. I'll give you elef alafim dinrei zahav. I'll give you thousands of gold coins. Avanim tovot, precious stones, umargilot and gems. Amarshilo, I said to him, Bani, my son. Im atanotenli kol kesef azahav, if you give me all the silver and gold, the avanim tovot and precious stones and margalot and gems, shebolam in the world, eini dar ela b'makom Torah, I will only live in a place of Torah. You cannot sway me, you cannot tell me to move to your location, which is presumably a place that wasn't a makom of Torah. Why? Levi shebashat p'tirato shel adam, when a person leaves his world, ein melavin lo adam. What escorts him? It's not going to be lo kesef, lo zahav, lo avanim to margalot. None of these worldly possessions will escort the individual, be it silver, gold, precious stones, or gems. Ela Torah masim tovim. It's going to be the Torah one learnt and the good deeds he performed. Lovad shenemar, as it says, b'talechecha tancheotach. And as you go, it shall lead you. O b'shochecha tishmor alecha. And when you lie down, it will guard you. V'kitziotah hitzisichecha. And when you awaken, it will be your conversation. What's that mean? B'talachecha tanche otach, the reference to the first pasuk, meaning when you go, shalidi, that's referring to this world. That it guides a person what he should be doing, what's the right path to take. B'shoch b'cha tishmor lecha, that when you lie down, what's that referring to? That's referring to the person when someone is in the grave, according to Kati. That means literally when the body is buried, Torah will protect this individual. B'kitzot ha'itzisichecha, when you awaken, will be a conversation. What's that mean? L'olam abath, referring to the next world. Actually, Kadi says, referring to time, t'chiyat ha-metim, resurrection of the dead. What's this mission referring to? There's a lot of details that we sort of brushed over, but let's go through a bit by bit. There are Maharam al-Moshnino. He explains that we've just said in the previous Mishnah all the important characteristics, noi, koach, osher, wealth, honor, wisdom, that one might think that maybe it's preferable in order to acquire these attributes to move to a place that's not of Torah. So that's why the Mishnah has to follow straight away now. It says no. First priority is to live in a place, a makom Torah. Next thing is to notice is, who is this Adam Echad? The Maharal says this is referring to the Satan. The Satan tried to seduce or tried to entice Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma to move away from this makom Torah. And what's interesting here is that it's pagabo. He almost encountered him. It almost sounds like a chance encounter. That is because, according to Midrash Shmuel, says most of the time he was in the Beit Midrash learning. However, we learn from this Mishnah that the Satan was waiting just at the door outside, waiting to catch him as soon as he left there. That's the way the Satan works, that he'll take any opportunity to try and ensnare an individual. One question starts in this Mishnah. This seems to parallel Bilam, who was criticized for his language. For example, what happened when he was asked by Balak to come curse the Jews? He says, if you give me a house, malobet or kesef ezahav, you can give me a house full of gold and silver, I will not come. We've learned previously that the Mishnah criticized him for speaking that way, showing that he was a greedy individual. However, the way it's explained here is that no, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma didn't say, if you give me a house full of gold and silver. He said, if you give me all the gold and silver in the world, all the possessions of the world, which is something that's unattainable. So since he used that type of language, he cannot, chas v'shalom, be compared with Bilam. Another interesting point is, he says, he will only live in a place of Makom Torah. He doesn't say a place of great rabbis, or a place of sages, but rather a place of Makom Torah, a place that itself, a city that operates and runs, where all its citizens are really living a life of Torah. In other words, it was important to him not just to learn Torah, but also be surrounded in his day-to-day living, being this place, being a Makom HaTorah. And that's quoting the Igros Moshe here. Let's continue. V'chen katuv b'sefer Tehillim. It also says in Sefer referred to as being Tehillim, that written al yedei David HaMelech, Israel, it says, Tov li torat picham al vei zahav kesef. The Torah of your mouth is greater to me than all this, for thousands of gold and silver. Here, the Mepharshim point out, Sforna says, we have to point to David HaMelech, an individual who had thousands of gold and silver, and who experienced great wealth, such an individual is someone who we can trust when he says the words of the Torah are greater than gold and silver. If it's someone who didn't have this wealth, then we'd be suspicious of such a bold declaration. Next, Va'amar li ha'kesef ve'li ha'zahav nu Hashem tzvakot. That Hashem says that this silver and gold is all mine, as is the word of Hashem. Sforno says this is really a warning, if you like, that if someone uses gold and silver in excess, meaning simply for things that are not really necessary for him, to lavish himself and the like, that can run almost like a prohibition of mi'ilah, of using something that is kadosh. Why? Because at the end of the day, all of the gold and silver in the world, as this pasuk said, really belongs to Hashem. And if you're not using it for the right purposes, maybe it's almost like you're misappropriating something that belongs to Hashem. Let's now learn Mishnah Yud. Chamisha kinyanim. There are five acquisitions in the world that Kanakarosh Baruch Hu that acquired in this world. What does it mean, this acquisition? The Akedi Yitzhak says a kinyan, when someone acquires something, they're buying an object in order for a purpose, to fulfill a desire of the person who's acquiring. So in other words, when he says that Hashem created the world in order that his kavod would be revealed through man, so these five things are the means through which this intention, the Ratzon Hashem, was going to be fulfilled. Ve'elohem, what are they? Torah, kinyan echad, the Torah itself. Shemayim ba'aretz, kinyan echad, heaven and earth. Avraham is one, kinyan echad. There's a discussion where that should be included in the list, but we'll get to that in a moment. Israel, kinyan echad, Am Israel himself, or Beit Mikdash, kinyan echad. Beit Mikdash as well. Torah, kinyan echad, we define that meaning, because it says, Hashem kanani reshet dako. This is the Torah speaking, Hashem acquired me in the beginning of his going, of his path, kedem mif'alav ma'az, or prior to all his handiwork, all his creations. And this is a reference to the fact that Torah itself was created prior to creation itself. It preceded creation. And here's clearly a reference that the Torah is considered a kananic, considered a kinyan. Next, shamayim va'aretz kinyan echad, where do you find heaven and earth is considered a kinyan? Shenemar, as it says, komar shem shamayim kisi, that the heaven is my kisi, my throne, v'aretz adom ragli, and the land is my footstool. Eze bayit ashetiv nili, v'eze makom menuchati, what house can you build for me, and what place will be for my resting place? V'omer, and also says, ma rabu masecha Hashem, which is how manifold is your handiwork, or your creations. Kulam b'chuchma asita, you created them all with wisdom. Mala ha'aretz, the land is filled with your kinyan echa, with your acquisitions. Next, Abraham kinyan echa. We find Abraham is also kinyan. As it says, v'vrachehu v'yomarat, he was blessed. It says, Baruch Avram, blessed is Abraham, le'el elyon, referring to Hashem. Kone shamayim, rekwai shamayim v'aretz. Now, here we run into a problem, because it doesn't say Abraham was a kinyan, per se. That's why Ruach Chaim says we should only be four kinyanim, and Avram is not really meant to be listed as one of these kinyanim. However, Barbanel says he is referred to as a kinyan, Avraham. Why? Because he was meant to be burnt up in the fiery furnace, Hashem saved him. He wasn't meant to have any offspring, according to his very nature, Hashem changes, almost like he fashioned and created Avram again. Mach Zur Vitri explains, so how do we understand the pasuk this is a kinyan? Meaning, when it's Vavrachea Vayomer, Baruch Avram Lakel Elyon Hashem, that Avram should be blessed, who is an acquisition like Koneh Shamayim Ba'aretz, it was also quite like Shamayim Ba'aretz itself. Let's continue. Israel kinyan echad. Israel is also a kinyan. Minayin, how do we know this? Dichtiv ad yavram cha Hashem, ad yavor am zukanita. We see in this pasuk that the am, meaning Am Israel, is referred to that which was being acquired. Let's continue. Ba'omer, it says, L'ktoshim asher be'eretz hema, v'adirei kol cheftze bam. The Barbanel says, normally, why do you need two pesukim? He says, well, the two levels of kinyan. One is for the am, one type of kinyan, but a deeper kinyan. Again, trying to understand acquisition in the sense we've mentioned it before, is those kadoshim and adirei, meaning the noble ones, those tzaddikim, that are deeper level. Next, Beit HaMikdash Kinyan Echad, we find the base Mikdash itself is also acquisition, Shneemar Mikdash Hashem HaKonanu Yodecha, which is Mikdash Hashem, which is the Mikdash of Hashem that you have made. And it says, Va'omer, V'yivim El Gvul Kodesho Harzeh Kanta Yemino. And you'll bring them to the region of your Kodesh, your holiness, Harzeh, this mountain, that Kanta, that you acquired, again, here reference to Beis Mikdash being acquired, you may know with your right hand. Interesting here, Katib says this, even when the Beis Mikdash is not built, meaning even nowadays, we see the reference to Har, meaning Har HaMoriah, the place of Beis Mikdash, that is still referred to as a Kinyan of Hashem. Those are the Mishnah today.